Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Brad Garrett is joining us live this morning, crime and terrorism analyst. We're talking car thefts, but on a much different scale than we usually do. A ring was busted this week in which some luxury cars were stolen and actually shipped around the world, Brad.
So look at it maybe this way. There are a million plus cars stolen every year in the U.S. I'm sure Buffalo has, you know, some of those, obviously. Every city of size seems to have them. So you start with that. And then you look at how many of those stolen cars end up at one of our ports, Savannah, New York, Los Angeles, Long Beach, wherever it might be. And with the proper paperwork, are loaded up on a ship and shipped to some place around the world, many times to a West African country, sometimes to the Caribbean. And some of these are just transit stops. I think the Caribbean, just because, you know, security standards there would be pretty lax. You could offload vehicles and probably not have a problem if you've paid the right people, of course. So you think about, well, who would be doing this? Well, organized crime is big time in the middle of this. This group that got busted in New York recently, they were stealing high-end cars, then selling them for cash to a middleman, and then with the understanding the car was going to then be moved to a particular country. And we're talking about a lot of cars. I mean, there is a ship that are called Rogros, which are roll-on, roll-off, that are just designed to haul cars. Some of them haul 6,000 to 9,000 cars, if you can imagine, on one ship. And it also gives you an indicator of there is no way the Customs and Border Protection could look at every one of those cars. And so as a result, the bad guys know that. And so they were able to create the proper paperwork, because obviously you would have to have paperwork to place a car upon a ship and send it to Africa or some other place. And it's big business. I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar business. And I'm going to guess, this, based on what I know, that other things are in those vehicles sometimes, weapons, drugs, all sorts of things you could secrete in the vehicle as it's going to whatever destination it might be going to.
Well, you have the. It's crazy, Brad, because you think of a car theft as just a one-time isolated incident, but now it's like every time you hear about it, you're either talking about some teen just doing a TikTok trend, or it's part of some international, like crazy, complex ring that you're talking about right here.
That's right. And are most cars stolen? You know. Could it be a local organized thing? In other words, I had a car stolen in January, and I tracked it down to a location here in D.C., and that guy who stole my car, that's all he does. He steals cars, strips them down, and the trunk of my car were two stolen Honda rims that he had taken off another. He drives them for a while, then he strips them. That's a local issue, obviously. But this whole idea that people are stealing vehicles, and I'll tell you, there are ways to steal vehicles today without breaking into them. There are devices that they can drive through your neighborhood, and if your key fob is close to the front door, they can grab the signal off of it and then mimic it and literally open your car and start it and drive off. So there's all sorts of techniques to steal cars today. And these groups know that. They steal sometimes vehicles to order. And we're talking about such a large volume here. It's not all luxury cars. It's going to be everyday Hondas, Nissans, Toyota pickup trucks, things that people who don't have a lot of money or terrorist groups can use overseas. They apparently get involved in this because they resell the vehicles, use the vehicles, transport contraband in them to various locations, sometimes to Africa. The short answer is there's just a lot of money in this.
I mean, the thieves are always a step ahead, it seems. And like you said, I mean, they can use apps now and equipment, you know, that they can get into a keyless entry system within seconds. And it doesn't even look like they're breaking in.
Well, that's right. And also the ability to have legitimate paperwork. When they go to, let's say, there's a big port in Savannah, Georgia, and they take a car there, they obviously have to have proper paperwork with quote-unquote legitimate companies on that paperwork. And somebody, it's not cheap to ship a car. All of that has to be organized, and that's where organized crime comes into this. I think it's so lucrative that I don't see it stopping. And, I mean, let's be real here. You couldn't have enough Customs and Border Patrol officers or agents to look at all of this stuff. I mean, look at one transport vehicle that we see on the news regularly. Now, this is not for cars, but basically pallets, you know, stacked multiple thousands of them on one ship. And who knows what's in there? Do they spot check? Of course they do. If they have advanced information, they absolutely will look. And they do catch things. They catch drugs. They catch stolen cars. But, you know, what percentage of the stuff that goes through the ports? And we're talking about over $5 trillion a year of goods that go through the ports of this country. It's an overwhelming amount of stuff.
Sounds like it. Brad, thank you. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us live here on WBEN.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.